everybody. How goes it, everyone? Oh, a little lily slipped out there. Why am I doing that?
I don't know.
Anyway, I'm here in the studio today with my fiance, Jill. Say hello, Jill.
Hello.
Oh, you didn't go, hello, Jill.
I didn't, because I said that last week.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, everybody does that, and I'm glad you've moved past it.
I have.
How's everybody doing today? Hey, guys, if you're going to participate today, there's a couple of ways. The phone number is 818-602-4929. And also, and maybe it might be easier for those of you who are... What is that noise?
It's a squid.
Just quit it. Stay still.
Okay.
Crying out loud.
Yeah, like you should talk.
Yeah. Tweet us. You can tweet us your comments and your questions. I know you're at work, and I know you're trying to sneak it on your phone. So find me at CATHYDEBUONO on Twitter. And send us your comments, your questions. We're going to be paying attention to all that, and maybe we'll get it read out on the air. So today we're going to talk about a couple of different things. One of them was a question that I got from a letter from a listener. They want to know about a new relationship they're in, where everything is wonderful except she's not attracted to the guy. Kind of a missing piece.
Right.
So she was wondering about that, and we're going to talk about that. And also there's a woman who wrote in. She's been married to the same woman for 20 years. They've raised children together from her wife's previous marriage. Mm-hmm. And those kids, they've never been told that their mothers are gay. I have to, you know, we'll get into that
yeah,
later,
we'll get
too.
Into
I have
that
a lot
later.
Of thoughts on that, but we'll get yes. into it later. We are also going to check in with Lynn. We got to call Lynn and bother her about some things.
Yes.
We want to know what she thinks of the Oscar picks. We also want to ask her about about a street sign that really offends her. We'll get into that later.
No.
It is a basic street sign. It offends my mom. It makes us laugh. I'm going to call and ask her about it.
Yeah.
So yesterday I tweeted or Facebooked or one of those things an article that I found on psychologytoday.com. And I can't remember the name of the person who wrote it, but it was a suggestion about writing your own commandments for your life. And I really liked that. I really thought that was a good idea. The word commandments brings to mind, you know, all that Catholicism and fire and brimstone and all of that. But when thinking about our lives, I've talked before about mission statements. You know, when you're going somewhere with your partner, how do you keep their, you know, drama happening? If you, like, say you're going to dine with your partner, how do you keep drama from happening? Have a mission statement with your partner. So you bring it all to consciousness and you get all on the same page about how you want things to go. Well, I think you can do that with yourself and your own life and the way you relate to the world and the people in your lives by writing your own 10 commandments. And basically, we can call them anything, you know, 10As, rules,
what
guidelines.
What was the first word?
10As.
10As?
Yes.
I've never heard that.
Well, I'll explain it later.
Okay.
Someone tweet Jill. Tell her what a 10A is. Oh, my goodness. My laptop went off. I hate when that happens. So, anyway, Jill and I wrote our own commandments to get started because I think this is a good idea, and I want people to tweet me or call us with your commandments. It's 818-602-4929. Do you have something that you think should be one of the Ten Commandments or that you live by that is one of yours? Jill, why don't you go first?
Oh, boy. Okay.
Tell me what yours are and tweet me, CATHYDEBUONO.
Okay, and if you call in, please observe the Ten Commandments of listening to a radio show and calling in, which turn the volume down.
Yeah, if you do call in, turn the volume off.
Yes.
Turn it off. Or be wearing headphones that we can't hear.
Because we will
audio.
Cut you off and we feel rude doing that.
We will. We will just cut you off. It's not personal. It's because there's a delay, and by the time we explain it to you and you figure it out, you know, we've chewed up some airtime.
It's taken up too long. So on that note, one of my commandments is be nice. And this is actually kind of difficult for me. No, I don't mean in a deep sense. I just mean, like, my natural sense of humor tends to be sarcastic, and I will, you know, that is not the nicest form of humor, and I'll admit that. So it's not always easy for me to be nice. I think deep down, I'm a good person, and I don't mean anything really by what I'm saying, but I realize that there are times when I'm saying something sarcastically that it, even though it's a joke, it can land the wrong way. So that's my, I think,
that's
my first.
That's very good, honey.
Yeah.
I support that.
I have a bunch of proverbs on here because I find that they fit my commandments. But the first one is, failure is the first step toward success.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Keeps the motivation going.
Exactly. Never one's thought and speech shall differ.
Say again?
Never one's thought and speech shall differ.
Hmm.
That's a very important thing because we, you know, someone will say something, we feel a certain way, but we won't say it. We'll say something else. We'll say whatever's politically correct in the moment, or we'll say something so as not to ruffle feathers. And I believe that's not how you should live your life. If you feel, if you have a feeling about something or a thought about something, that's what you should say.
And well, this brings to mind diplomacy.
Right.
I sometimes walk the line of not knowing if I've gone a little too far with my honesty, and I've lacked diplomacy. I think there's a balance there.
There certainly is a balance. I think the balance is if you feel you've misrepresented yourself by not saying that your truth in the idea of keeping diplomacy alive, you have broken a commandment, and that's not good. Your commandment. Well, this is my commandment. Okay. It is a gain to lose fool's friendship. It is a gain to lose fool's friendship.
Okay, I follow.
Yes, and we talked about this a couple weeks ago, so I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Okay.
It's very true. Don't get yourself into a mess in the first place, and you won't have to deal with the mess. Live in love without fear.
Aw.
Yeah, that's a lesson I've learned this year. Be creative. Just period. Be creative.
Like with Elmer's glue and glitter and stuff like that?
It doesn't matter how you're creative. Just be creative. Don't ever lose that. I think when people stop being creative in their life is when they grow up and become boring adults that no one wants to talk to anymore.
Yeah. Well, I also think it might be worth mentioning that there's a kabillion different kinds of creative, too.
Oh, certainly. It can be, you know, make art, make music, just think outside the box.
Or make interesting conversation and don't be afraid to be wrong.
Well, there you go. There's one of your commandments. Hold on, I'm almost done with
mine. Okay, I was just, you know, I was enjoying yours, and I was saying, like, I think creativity is important, and part of that is just delving into our own thoughts and feelings and you know, tearing through them and checking them out with other people.
I, personally, for me, be creative meant actually you're going a step beyond. I was thinking just being creative, like artistically.
Yes. Okay.
And then my last one is question everything.
Question everything.
Not to say that you don't ever follow something with your heart, but question it. Take it apart. Look at it. Everything.
So if someone says, make a left at the light and the house you're looking for is 3 down on the right, you go like this. Are you sure it's on the left?
All right, honey, what are yours? Gosh.
Dun, dun, dun. All right, that wasn't very funny. Okay, so here are mine. Number one, learn yourself. And I say learn yourself. I started with know yourself, but I don't know if that's ever... Know yourself kind of implies you get to a point where that's done and finished, and I don't think that's ever the case. I think we owe it to ourselves to continually examine ourselves. So learn yourself, know yourself, expand yourself. That's all kind of one for me. Number two, intentions are paramount. See how I let it hang out there like it's a big deal what I just said?
Yes.
Intentions are paramount. I think if you have your intentions and your thoughts set in the right place, your behavior, your actions, the way you speak and what you do will, you know, half of those decisions will be made for you because your intentions are already in the right place.
Right.
So it'll just happen naturally. Be a team player. And by that, I mean everything from when you're at work to out in the world making decisions when you vote for a candidate. You know, be a team player. Think about the bigger picture.
That's for the Republicans out there listening.
Yeah. Let your heart lead your mind. And now I think our mind is the software that we use to sort of translate and operate what's in our heart and in our soul in this world. So I think you have to let your heart and your soul lead your mind, because I think your mind left to its own devices can get us in trouble.
Yes.
Okay. Commit to communication. And the sidebar in this one is knowing that language is always inadequate. Like the word, commit to communication, meaning, you know, it takes a little bit more than just spewing out your reaction or saying what's easy or getting out of the moment. I mean, if you commit to actually communicating and you realize that language is always inappropriate, you may take a moment to connect to the message you actually want to get across and get it across effectively rather than just blurting something out. So I think that would change an entire lifetime if we change the way we communicate. Okay. What does that one say? I can't read my own writing, honey.
I have no idea.
Do one to others. That's what it says.
Uh-huh.
And I have next to it, this one's a keeper.
Yeah.
I like that one. Do unto others. Here's another one. Receive and respond when moving through the world. If you receive other people, receive information, receive your experiences, and take a chance to respond rather than react, I like that idea.
I like that, too.
It puts you in the equation. Also, life is now. Life is not later after we die and we get judged. Life is not next week, next year. Life is not your 401k. Life is not when you retire. Life is not the future. Life is not yesterday when someone beat you up or someone hurt your feelings. Life is right this very second.
Right.
That's it. So commit to this very second. Bring all of your awareness to it. Love is a verb. This is one of my favorite ones. Love is a verb. It's not just a feeling. If you want to actively love someone, it's a verb, people. Also, everything that we do comes from two vats of energy, in my opinion. One is love, one is fear. Everything, every motivating factor, every motivating feeling that you can have, will, if you follow the thread of it all the way down to its root, it's going to be in love or fear. So choose which one you want to live your life in. And last but not least, and I think I did 12 of them.
yeah, I was like, that's...
And then we'll go to break. Energy shapes your entire life, so learn how it works. Energy shapes your entire life, so take a minute to learn how it works. And that means molecular, emotional, everything. It shapes everything. So learn how it works, because your thoughts, your feelings, your behavior, it all affects your life. So we're going to take a quick break right now. Those were our commandments. Give us a call at 818-602-4929. When we come back from the commercial break, we want to be a little more interactive with you. 818-602-4929 or tweet me at CHYDEBUONO.
Hey, don't touch that browser. Kathy will be right back.
Kathy is in, and she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Legaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
You're listening to Kathy Is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
Welcome back, everyone. So we want to get into a letter of someone that I got a letter from someone who is a lesbian. She's been married to the same woman for 20 years. They were both married beforehand, or at least one of them was. It's not clear to me, but they have kids from the previous marriage. And this woman goes on to tell me, I won't read the letter because that would just be a little long and arduous, but she goes on to tell me that she's out at work, she's out with her friends, she's out in her life, but she and her partner have never bothered to sit down and have that conversation with their children. And part of what she wanted to know is, were there other people out there like this who'd sort of discovered their own sexuality maybe later in life, after they'd had their kids, before they had, you know, rectified it with themselves? And have they told their children? Have they not told their children? What was it like to tell their children? I mean, obviously, if she and her partner have been together for 20 years, these kids are at the very least in their 20s now. So they're adults. They are perfectly capable of, you know, having this sort of conversation. And, you know, I'm sure there's all kinds of reasons for this. The one that she mentions is that her wife is very Catholic and Catholic Italian family. So I'm guessing there's a lot of guilt. There's a lot of shame. There's a lot of hiding going on. And what's her question? Am I the only dumbass that can be out at work with my family and friends, but not with my kids that I've helped raise for 20 years? And still be with this person. So she said she was listening to the show and she was thinking about coming out and, you know, the reasons to and how people do and the fears people have. And she started to feel a little bit oppressed by the fact that for the first 20 years of her relationship with this person, they haven't been open and honest with the kids that they raised together about their relationship. So what do you think of that, honey?
I mean, it's hard to break this down without talking to her, because I have a hard time believing that the kids don't know.
Well, I'm going to say these kids have to know.
Yeah, they know.
You're married to this woman, and you're telling me everybody else in your life knows.
Right.
And I don't know what their life looks like. I mean, I imagine they share a bedroom. I imagine they share a home.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. So I'm curious to know, like, you know, okay, so your friends know. Basically, what you just haven't done is sat them down and said, we are a couple. And well, they would probably go, duh.
Sure.
I mean, like, yes, we know this.
Well, my question is, what makes them think their kids don't know? How uncomfortable can it be to live with that elephant in the room?
Well, but to me, it's even less the elephant in the room than it is what she said, which is being validated. Like, not ever discussing your relationship as a relationship in front of the kids. That's to me the more interesting part of this. It's, I'm 99.9% sure the kids know and have no problem with it. The problem lies, at least from my mind, in your partner. Your partner is not validating you. And
well, still, what also blows me away is these kids clearly have to be in their 20s at this point, if not older. Have they never thought to say anything? I wouldn't have been able to keep my mouth shut.
I know.
I don't know how these people do this. They live in these polite denials.
Yeah, but that's, I have to say, I mean, that's true with a lot of religions. But you all know how I feel about Catholics. I think there's a deep, deep, like, you know, when it comes to Catholicism, secrecy and, excuse me, not talking about it. I think that's just part of the culture. I mean, I witnessed it. I've dated Catholic girls before.
Well, I grew up in a Catholic house. But, you know, I grew up in a home that wasn't staunch Catholic.
Right.
I mean, my parents didn't go to church every week. They sent me and my sisters to Sunday school. We had to go through the, you know, the rituals of communion and confirmation, which were, those kinds of rituals start in, like, third grade and they end in, like, seventh grade. And then my parents gave us the opportunity, you can continue to go to church every Sunday after you make your confirmation. And my mom's big reason for having to get your, you know, having to be confirmed was, if you ever wanted to get married in a church, you have to have been through these, in a Catholic church, you have to have been through these rituals.
Well, that's funny now, isn't
it? Well, yeah, little did we know at the time that I wouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
But they, you know, they had us do that, but my parents did it more as a matter of rote, as a matter of template. Like, it
right.
was handed to them by their parents, and this is what you do.
Right.
Now, my mom will still call herself a Catholic.
Yeah, and we've had this discussion with her.
We've had this discussion with her. She believes, it gives her faith, it makes her feel safer. However, at the same time, she has not, and she would go to church on occasion. My mom's
right.
a big church goer if someone is sick or if someone has passed, and then she'll go light a candle and say a prayer, and my mom will go on occasion, but she has since stopped since I came out as a lesbian, and her reason is that if that church doesn't accept my child, then I'm not going.
Right.
Which touched my heart and moved me, but at the same time, I wish she still had her community to go to.
Well, and we discussed this with her. We have a few times, and, you know, the reasoning is there are plenty of communities out there who are of the Christian faith, who support gay couples and who are with the times, and that I don't have a, because anytime I say something about Catholics, I will get messages and tweets of people saying, Jill, it's not all Catholics. And I'm not talking about Catholics. I'm talking about the church. Yeah. There's a big difference. I have no problem with people who are Catholics because most of them believe how I believe. I have a problem with the church and the way that they do things. So, you know, and it leads to this situation that we're talking about where this woman has been with her partner for 20 years.
Well, sure. Yeah. So it teaches these templates of life and what's right and what's wrong and what the, you know, what the outcomes will be if you do something that's wrong and what the outcomes will be if you do everything that's right. And it's almost about living for your death. You know, you have to live right now so that you can die properly. And really,
living for other people's comfort. Other people's comfort.
Right.
Don't talk about it. Everybody, just don't talk about
it. Right. Well, the shame that it instills is debilitating. I work with a lot of clients whose shame is instilled from being raised in a staunch, fundamentally Christian or Catholic home. Now, I want to say I have nothing against Catholicism or Christianity when it's done with a balanced frame of mind.
Right.
I have a lot of problem with religion in general. I feel religion interrupts spirituality. I feel like we get all caught up in religion, the organized, you know, corporation, so to speak, of it, and we lose touch with what it's really meant for, which is spirituality. And I think nothing squashes spirituality more than teaching shame and fear and hate.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
And I just wish people all over the world would check in, you know, let your heart lead your mind. As I said before, I wish they would check in with their heart when they are learning these religions, and that they would question, like you say, question
that's
everything.
That's completely against what the church teaches.
Well,
they
know,
don't teach you to feel with your heart. They teach you to follow the rules that they are handing down to you. That's it. You
well,
follow
they teach
the rules.
You with a lot of fear that you will go to hell.
Right.
And that you will not be accepted by God.
And it's very effective. I have to give them credit.
God is sitting around somewhere smacking himself in the forehead going, God, they don't get it. They just don't get it.
Me, I don't get it.
So why haven't you told your kids? Okay, well, I imagine they haven't told their kids because of shame.
Right.
And I have to put this thought into your head, letter writer, whose name I don't have here. I want to put this thought into your head and into your wife's head. What do you think you are teaching your children by walking around with a lot of shame about something that is fundamentally wonderful, normal, and natural about yourself? There.
Okay.
Sometimes Jill looks like she's going to say something and nothing comes out of her face.
Well, I would say that to this situation, my question would be, how is this not affecting your intimacy with your partner? Because clearly, well, what I think is happening, the fact that you wrote this letter says to me that there's enough, I wouldn't say anger necessarily, but maybe anger, frustration, that you have not been validated, that your relationship has not been validated, and that how is that affecting the other parts of your relationship? How is it affecting it?
What did you do for 20 years? You had anniversaries that no one shared with you.
That's horrible.
You know, when my parents had an anniversary, my sisters and I,
celebrate.
We shared it with them.
Yes.
You know, once we were old enough to understand what it was, we made like collages for them, or we were able to celebrate the fact that they've been together. You know, and this has been something that's been denied from these kids. And really, we have to all imagine that these kids already know. And I wonder what it would be like for them if you finally sat them down and said, listen, we had a lot of guilt and shame. We didn't really know if it was going to be detrimental to your growth or not. But now we're sorry that we didn't share this with you. And we want to be open about it from here on out.
Right. Because honestly, what gay couples don't get is validation from, that's why we want gay marriage. We want our relationships to be thought of to matter, to be on the radar screen, because every couple needs support. At some point in their relationship, you need your community around you, supporting you, and you know, being a part of it. I feel very strongly about that. I think that's one of the biggest parts of gay marriage that's important to me, is that people are acknowledging that you're a couple and that you're together.
Well, and you have that support around your life. You know, what is a wedding? A wedding is when you bring all of your friends and family to bear witness to this commitment that you're making to one another. And I just learned something about the Jewish community that I never knew before. What's the what's the sheet that Dougal was talking about?
The ketubah.
The ketubah, where your friends and family sign this. It's sort of like a contract with your friends and family. They're all signing on to help support your relationship. Because let's face it, relationships are hard, and they're trying. And gay people have been going through them alone for such a long time. We want the support of our friends and our family around us. And when it comes down to having kids, I think it's so important to be honest with them so they learn how to accept all of themselves. And then instead of learning how to hide and be in denial, they learn how to accept themselves, and that's more empowering than anything else. How are we doing on time, honey? Okay, so we have to take a break. 818-602-4929 is the phone number, or tweet me at CATHYDEBUONO. We will be right back.
Stay tuned. Kathy will be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to kathyisin.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Lucky Dog Leather jewelry collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
You're listening to Kathy Is In with psychotherapist Kathy DeBono. For more information or to book a private session with Kathy, go to kathyisin.com. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in.
And we're back. We have topic number two. Now, this is the one that we feel a lot of people might have something to say. There were some comments on my Facebook page, on my Twitter page when we announced this topic, and I want to encourage everyone, 818-602-4929. This is an interesting one, or you can tweet me at CATHYDEBUONO. I am going to read this letter. It's short and sweet. Here we go. Obviously, it's from a female. Maybe not obviously, but there you go. I haven't been in any type of relationship in 3 years. I got out of a physically abusive relationship with my dealer. Now, that sentence tells me a lot right there. I've been clean since I left him. I have been dating this man now for about a month and a half. Naturally, he's getting more physical. The problem is I have no sexual attraction for him. I adore everything about him, and he is this genuinely kind person, and I don't want to lose him in my life. And yes, I know that's selfish. My question is it possible that a sexual attraction could eventually happen, or is that just a ridiculous idea? So there's a couple of things that stand out to me with this. And first, I want to say, as I say with a lot of things, I don't think there's any concrete answer about whether a sexual attraction can grow over time or not grow over time. I think there's a lot of variables, as with most things. First, I want to say your physically abusive relationship with your dealer, sweetie, was probably not really a relationship. This was not an intimate relationship. This was a dynamic that had a lot to do with your relationship to drugs. And we'll just leave it there. I don't know a lot of the details about this, but obviously you were involved in it and you felt that it was a relationship and you were having a relationship to this person. But if you were being physically abused, clearly you walked away with not a good sense of relationships or maybe what you want in the future. So now you're with a person who you say is a wonderful, loving person, and he's a genuinely great guy. And I can see why, after coming from where you came from, that you would want this one to work, because you want a good guy. You want someone who's going to take care of you, someone who's going to be sweet to you. But here's my personal opinion, and then we'll go to Twitter and the phones, because I want to hear what other folks have to say about this. My personal opinion is if you've been dating this person for a month and a half, as you say, and you still do not have a sexual attraction to him, my guess is it is never going to be there. And I know that that's not what you wanted to hear, but I do believe that if you've been trying this person on in that way for a good month and a half, and everything points to him being a wonderful person, if your chemistry is simply not there, I don't think it's going to grow out of nowhere. So that's the very simple and short of it. I don't know if Jill has any thoughts on this. Do you want to share anything about that, honey?
I have a couple of thoughts. My first thought is being physically abused for a while by someone that you were in love with or felt in love with, I think can maybe perhaps damage your ability to feel sexual attraction at this point. Maybe. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'm making assumptions here, but I just put myself in that situation, and I feel like if someone that I loved beat me up, it might be a while before I could even open that valve again.
Yeah.
So is it true that you're just not physically attracted to him, or maybe you right now are in a healing process and you can't be attracted to anyone?
That's a really good point, honey. I mean, maybe what you are is disconnected from your sexuality right now, because being connected to our sexuality is a vulnerable place to be. I mean, mm-hmm. when you're with someone and your clothes are coming off and you're getting more and more turned on, you're getting more and more vulnerable. You're giving more and more power over visibly to this person. You're sharing that with this person. So I think Jill makes a really good point that if you've been being abused in your last relationship, that part of you may just be shut down right now until you can heal and feel that in any scenario.
That is my first thought. My second thought is, I used to believe that if it's not there in the beginning, then it's never going to be there. But you kind of taught me a different lesson on that, because when I first met Kathy, I wasn't instantly attracted to her. I liked her.
Nonsense. That's not possible.
I have to say, I was like, okay, she's a nice person, but the attraction grew over time. And there was a moment when it suddenly switched over and I was attracted to her. And, you know, there was a marked difference. And I don't know exactly when that moment occurred. I know around the period of time that it occurred. But I have to say, I spent some time with Kathy for a while, and then that came in. And then
insidious charm got under your skin.
It's true.
That was just the end of that.
It's true.
Well, here's the thing. I wasn't immediately attracted to you either. But mm-hmm. here's this is the difference between men and women, I think. Clearly, you're a beautiful girl. I mean,
thank you, honey.
I mean, obviously, that was clear. The first time Jill and I met, we were working on a film together called Out at the Wedding. And Jill only worked on that film for one day, so we met each other very briefly. But I don't remember having any real remarkable feelings about you or thoughts about you, because it was another time in both of our lives. And our doors weren't open to that. But I do remember thinking, oh, pretty girl. Okay, but there's pretty girls everywhere.
Especially
in Hollywood. And seeing a pretty girl doesn't necessarily make us attracted to them. We can say they are a very attractive person, but yet still not feel the attraction to them. That is typically my MO through my lifetime. I think once when I came out of my 20s and I started to grow up a little bit, it's always required something about your personality to make me feel that attraction to you.
Right.
I started to, you know, Jill and I have talked about this before. My attraction to Jill grew over time as well. It wasn't there immediately. Once we started hanging out and started working together and started having that give and take with our sense of humor and talking to each other and getting to know each other, well, then it was like a freight train for both of us.
Yeah. I have to say, that's the first time in my life that that's been the case. Every other person I would say that I dated, there was an immediate, instant attraction in that way. And then they didn't ruin it by opening their mouth, which is what usually happens. I will see someone, I think they're attractive, and then I speak to them and I'm like,
there's the difference between just a physical attraction and an overall attraction to that person.
Yeah.
So if you're with someone for a month and a half and you already, you know, getting back to our letter writer, she already feels he's a wonderful guy. She already like loves the person and the human that he is. Yet the sexual attraction isn't following, I'm going to say that it's not there. I'm going to say you can very much love this person, want this person to be the person, and it just not be there. I'm going to talk about a relationship that I had years and years ago, and we still know this person. Jill and I are still friends with this person. She's a wonderful, wonderful person. I was with her for like 4 years because she was fantastic. We loved each other dearly. We loved each other's families dearly. We never fought. We had a great time together. We made each other laugh. There was nothing, absolutely nothing wrong with this relationship other than I wasn't very sexually attracted to her.
Right.
And thank goodness I was honest with her about that through our relationship and how much I loved her. And clearly there was enough of an attraction and love there for us to go on for 4 years. But I was waiting through those 4 years for that to build and grow because, God, what a great person this was.
Right.
And my whole family loved her, and I loved her, and she was amazing. And she's still a dear friend of ours. But now she's married to a woman who is in love with her, and they have children, and they're happy, and she feels the difference.
Right.
For what it is to love someone or be loved by someone or have someone in love with you.
Right.
There's a difference there. So that's just my own, my own journey with that kind of a situation.
I would say if I were the giving advice, and I'm not really qualified as you are to give advice, but my advice to this woman would be to communicate this to the man that she really likes. And I think she needs to explore whether or not her past abuse has any bearing on this and maybe say to him, look, I really like you. I care about you. Be completely honest and say, but I don't know if I'm capable of this right now. I need some time to heal. I really like you. I want you in my life. But I don't know if I'm capable of this right now.
I think that's a great idea, honey. I think that's great advice. I think, letter writer, you could spend a little time really identifying what is it that you are feeling or not feeling when you are with him. Are you just simply not attracted? Or is there a block to, you know, your body reacting sexually at all? Because it's protecting itself from past experiences and past abuse. So I think you can really dive into that by talking with someone and examining your experience with that. But I do hope you're being honest with him about your feelings.
Yeah.
Like you said, you don't want to lose. And you know what? Another thing about this letter, and I hear this from women all the time, they're afraid to be honest with a man in their life because they think that means they're going to lose him.
Well,
I know women
kind of agree.
Well,
they will
so
lose them.
The women so often believe that a man will not care about them, won't stick around, will not have them in their life if it's not a sexual relationship.
But, honey, I kind of agree with that.
All right. That can very well be true. My exasperation is not that it's not true.
Okay.
My exasperation is, why do you want that to be the only value you have to a person? If this is the truth about a person, any person in your life, if they are not going to have the same commitment to their friendship with you, unless it's sexual, bye-bye.
Yes, certainly. I mean, I'm saying she needs to tell him she needs a minute, but she shouldn't be surprised, frankly, and I hate to say this, if he says, sorry, I'm out of here, I don't need another friend. And
right.
That, unfortunately, I mean, when I meet straight men that actually just want to be friends, I find them to be the most evolved human beings on the planet, and it shouldn't be like that, but that's
kind of... After spending 6 to 12 months putting them on probation and making sure that's exactly what they want.
But that's, I get that fear with straight girls, because straight men don't really want to be friends with straight women. They want to have sex with them and be friends with them.
Right. Well, then I want to question, like, why doesn't she want to lose him? If she's not attracted to him and she doesn't want a sexual or romantic relationship with him, why does she want him around? What purpose is that serving? Clearly, that's serving some sort of purpose. Does he make you feel safer? You know, it would behoove her to spend a little time slowing down the experience and examining it a little bit more. What purpose does this person serve in your life? Is he serving to keep you safe? Is he just someone who can be there because being alone is terrifying?
Or he's helping you get over your past relationship because he's treating you well.
Right. I mean, there's a number of things. Is he providing money? Does he pay for dinner? What is it exactly that you don't want to lose? Get really honest with yourself about that so that once you learn those things, you can learn what it is that you need to be learning how to provide for yourself and what you can safely and in a healthy way expect of other people. It's time to go to break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Lynn. We're going to call my mom. She's at work. We don't care. We're going to bother her. We're going to see what Lynn is doing. 818-602-4929, CATHYDEBUONO on Twitter. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that browser. Kathy, we'll be right back.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to kathyisin.com.
Affirmative Athletics, a Freedom Assembly Project, is a nonprofit sports and literacy program that positively affirms incarcerated children. By creating a culture centered around strong values of dignity, integrity, respect, and honor, Affirmative Athletics helps mold these young children into responsible and emotionally stable young adults. Find out how you can help. Visit us at www.affirmativeathletics.org. Affirmative Athletics, affirming minds, bodies, and souls of today's youth.
Blogspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blogspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blogspot. We're up to interpretations.
You're listening to Kathy Is In, the Kathy DeBono Show.
Dial that phone, Jilly.
All right, here we go.
Let's get Lynn on the phone. My mom works in a chiropractic office. And sometimes she has to go in and use that, you know, that vibrating massage machine.
Dr. Dayton's office.
There she is. Hi, Ma.
Hello, girl.
Hello,
how
Lynn.
Are you?
Good.
How goes it in the office today?
Well, there's a couple of people here right now, so what do you want to know? And I'll give you my answer.
Oh, there's a couple of people here right now. Does that mean I'm supposed to behave and not say anything too weird?
Yes, please. Let's do that.
Well, we were talking
Let's
a little...
Let's act the grown-up person that you are.
Oh, sure.
What? I wanted to ask you a question about something. When we were home for Christmas, we were driving along, and there was a particular road sign that really kind of irritated you. Do you remember what it was?
Yep. Not my favorite.
Now tell us what that road sign says.
It says speed hump. Absolutely unnecessary. It used to say bump. Now it says hump. I'd like to get to the bottom of it.
Why do you think they changed it, Lynn? Do you think it's
to aggravate me? Why else?
Why does it bug you so much?
Because it's ridiculous. So how did it change from a bump to a hump? I don't like that.
What do you have against the word hump?
It just doesn't look nice on the sign.
It sounds dirty.
Yeah, I don't like it. Not necessary.
You're making your mom uncomfortable, honey.
I know. Mm-hmm, that was the whole point.
Well, yeah. Just, what else do you want to annoy me about now? Go on.
All right. Did you? So the Oscars are coming up, and I want to know if you've seen any of the movies.
Well, let's see. What did I say? I saw The Artist.
What'd you think?
Which I thought it was well done, but boring.
Oh, okay. Really?
Very boring.
What about The Descendants? Mm-hmm. Have you seen it?
I did, and it was a very good movie. However, I found it too depressing for this time in my life because I just lost my little cousin.
Right.
And watching this girl in this hospital bed dying just brought it all back.
Okay.
And I just thought they lasted too long on those scenes. You know, they could have just killed her off already and get on with it.
Okay. Extremely loud and incredibly close. Did you see it?
I did not see that. No, I did not see it.
Okay.
I will see it, but I haven't yet.
The Help?
What else?
The Help?
Love it. Absolutely loved it.
It was my favorite,
fantastic
too.
Fantastic movie. Yeah, fantastic movie. I think they did very, very well. And she should get an Academy Award. I forgot her name, but
Viola Davis.
The woman that's Viola Davis.
Or Octavia Spencer. She's the up for supporting actress.
They were all terrific.
I agree.
And I thought it was pretty close to the book. However, if you read the book, you got a lot more out of the movie, too.
Yes, I agree. You
know, yeah.
Hugo.
Yeah. Did not see it.
Midnight in Paris.
Didn't see that.
You would like that one.
No, you would like it.
Is that, who is in that?
Owen Wilson.
It's a Woody Allen movie.
No, I didn't see it.
All right. It's very good. Moneyball.
Okay. I didn't see that either. I missed
Jeez,
it.
Jeez, Lynn.
I would like to see it. I know. I'm not up on my movies like I used to be.
Are you going
to
watch the Oscars?
Boring. However, I probably... If you were in them, of course.
Oh, that's right. You said the other day, if me or Jill were getting one, if we were nominated for an Oscar, you'd bother to turn it on. You'd watch.
I would be there.
Oh, right. Okay, that's right.
Yeah, we'd bring Lynn.
Yes.
She would be our guest. Did you see The Tree of Life?
No.
Okay.
The Tree of Life.
I haven't really seen many movies lately.
I'm almost done. War Horse. Did you see it?
I didn't, but I went to go see it, and it was sold out, and I never got to go back.
And there you have it. There you have Lynn's Oscar. No.
I haven't seen half of them, and I loved The Help. I agree. Yeah. I'm kind of in the same boat with you.
I'll tell you the truth. I can't, you know.
So, Ma, what are you doing?
About a movie I haven't seen.
It's true.
What are you doing at the end of this week?
I am going to Aruba on Friday, and no, I will not behave myself, so there.
Listen, I just want you to be careful in Aruba because pretty women seem to disappear down there.
Cass, pretty women that are in their 20s, 30s, 40s, when they get to the over senior set age, have no fear, child.
You never know, Ma. You never know.
No, what didn't...
How about this? I'll hit them with my purse. How's that?
Wait, didn't Dennis Farina hit on you in the CBS?
That's right.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yeah, he did. He chatted
Actually,
you up.
And I'm watching. Oh, listen, there's a show on HBO called Luck.
Uh-huh, right.
That he is in, and Dustin Hoffman, phenomenal show. However, they got to dumb down the lingo a little bit because it's if you're not into horse racing and racetrack talk, you lose it. You can't follow exactly what they're saying. And I read in the paper that a lot of people are saying the same thing. They want to like it because it's a very good show. But a lot
but
of
you
it
can't understand
because
of the lingo.
Because you don't get the lingo.
So Dennis Farina is in this?
Dennis Farina is in that.
Don't you think it's ironic that people used to tell Daddy all the time he looked like Dennis Farina, and then you find yourself standing in a CVS in West Hollywood with Dennis Farina chatting you up?
Yes. Well, Dennis Farina has Daddy's white hair and mustache and all that, but his face is not at all compared to Daddy's.
Oh,
no, there's no way. Tony Lynn was over, and I said to her, she said, oh, there's Dennis Farina, and, you know, reminds me of Daddy. I said, why? Just because of his hair and his mustache. She said, yeah, it's true. The face is not anything like him. He did tell me, however, that his birthday is February 29th, and he only has a birthday every 4 years.
Well, he's going to have one this year, isn't he?
So,
all right, Ma. Listen. I don't know. What do we got left, honey?
Wait. You want two singles? Okay, my boss is actually bothering me right now.
Tell John. He has to wait.
Hi, John. What is it you would like to know? I'm getting you singles. Hold on.
All right, she's getting singles. Ma, we're going to let you go.
Thank you, Lynn.
I will talk to you later.
Okay, girls.
All right, love you.
All right.
Bye.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye.
I love your mom.
That's my mom.
Your mom's kind of the best.
She's kind of is the best. I was talking to her the other day, and she told me she was going to Aruba. And I said, please don't go leave any bars with any strange men because, you know, bad things happen in Aruba. People get away with stuff. All right, so we have to go, you guys. Please come back and visit with us next time, Tuesday, 2 o'clock here on LA Talk Radio, Transformation Talk Radio on WBLQ, 1230 AM. We have to go right now, but pay attention for the next 10 minutes at the end of the show. We're going to have a really cool piece of music by a friend of ours named Lakota. It's a cool dance piece of music. So if you're not listening on LA Talk Radio, you will get a piece of that from Transformation Talk Radio on WBLQ 1230 AM. And I am tripping over my words right now. See you next time.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey,
licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Lucky Dog Leather Jewelry Collections feature the hottest leather accessories around. At Lucky Dog Leather, we offer a wide variety of handmade leather belts, wristbands, and some of the coolest bracelets you will find anywhere. We custom make every piece to order so you get exactly the style and fit you've been looking for. Our original designs have been the choice of star of Dexter, Michael C. Hall, American Idol winner, Lee DeWise, and the voice finalist, Vicky Martinez. Go to LuckyDogLeather.com and set your cool free.
Licensed psychotherapist and coming out specialist Kathy DeBono is now available to provide the counseling and coming out support that you need to take this vital and necessary step. Kathy now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or communicate through an email exchange. With Kathy's help, you will thoroughly examine your unique life circumstances and create a plan that is tailor-made for you. For more information, go to KathyIsIn.com.
You're listening to Kathy Is In, the Kathy DeBono Show.
You can't take me with that.
You're listening to Kathy is In, the Kathy DeBono Show.
Lagaspot.com is a topic-oriented language translation service. Our translators are highly qualified and experienced in a wide variety of subjects, including legal, medical, technical, financial, and more. Languages include English, Spanish, Italian, French, and many others. If you can't find the language you're looking for, please contact us. We offer personalized quotes tailored to your needs and budget. Go to blagaspot.com and get your free quote today. That's BLAGASPOT.com. Blagaspot. We're up to interpretations.
She's ready to see you now. Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
The Kathy DeBono Show. Tuesdays at noon Pacific time on Transformation Talk Radio and WBLQ 1230 AM Rhode Island.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.